The HT Wazalendo is boycotting the event. The simple principle that the environment of doing politics in Tanzania is not yet level field. Our expectation was that with new regime in power, then the laws will change, and at least the prohibition of carrying out political rallies and holding meetings will be removed. But unfortunately, that has been a stand with the president, who asked that we should refrain from holding the meetings and give her time to open up the country and build the economy. That principally shows that they are not willing to allow democracy to thrive in our country, and then we see no reason to attend such meetings.
Some people are suggesting that by boycotting the event, you fail to present your case to the president when she is present. They said you lose that opportunity by boycotting the event. How do you respond to that?
What opportunity are they talking about? It's not a question of begging someone. This is a law. This is a constitution. Someone has trampled on the constitution. How are we supposed to say that meeting her makes it, it is an opportunity? They should follow the law. The law allows for the meetings. The law allows for the political parties to hold meetings and carry on their activities. And if you do not do that, a meeting cannot resolve that. It's just they have to follow the constitution. They have to follow the law.
Now that the political field is not leveled, as you say, what are you going to do about it? Will boycotting the event help in achieving your objective?
We will achieve our objectives by continuing demanding for the laws of the country to be followed.
Looking at what is going on, where do you go from here as ACT Wazalendo? What will you do next?
Party organs are sitting in the meetings, proper constitutional meetings, and will discuss and come out with a way forward.
There are suggestions that by boycotting the event, because you have the largest opposition support, it renders the political stakeholders ineffective. Is that what you see as well?
That is one. But also, we don't see the reason of going, sitting down, and begging something which is illegal. You see, that will be like we have a law, we have the constitution, and which must be followed. And so if someone tramps on them, why should you go and beg?
Some people are suggesting that this will be a loss for the people of Tanzania, since they would lose the opportunity of having a vigorous political debate about the best way to move the country forward.
This is not the only opportunity to have that rigorous debate. The debate has been going on, and there are some efforts, and there are some organs, like the Tanzania Center for Democracy, in which all parties are members. They can still use that, so the same agenda. So I don't think if this is by not attending, that is the only opportunity we have, or the only avenue we have.